Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 9th, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
How did it ask? He says, all of us have in the sky, there is rock. Where from the rock came?
Well, they say originally from gas.
Gas?
Gas.
So gas without water, that cannot be gas.
Oh, gas and then it liquefies and then it solidifies.
Liquid meets water.
Yeah.
So, as soon as there is water, there is vegetation. You'll find everywhere. Water dries up, vegetation.
Today they are exploring Mars, and they are saying that they're finding water on Mars.
Okay. Oh, must be there. Everything must be there.
Yes.
Pancho, Bho, Mahu, Itha, then fire, then water, then land. Everything is described in the Bhagavad. They cannot speak nonsense. They can speak nonsense to the other nonsense, but we cannot do so. Without water, there is possibility of sand. Sand means it is salt.
Because if you go out here, there's a big desert.
Yeah. That means there was water.
Yeah. And under the desert, always. I took a trip a few weeks ago all over Iran, through the deserts, to villages, and always just 40 feet, 40 meters under the desert, lots of water.
Yes.
They would bring the water up and there would be green. There would grow vegetables. So even
the water, sea, as it becomes solidified, the outer surface, by sunrise, sunshine, they become, it is called sodium silicate. Salt is sodium chloride. So, from sodium chloride, the sodium silicate. So, power of the sea becomes solidified by the sodium silicate. And underneath there is water. It's like hawa, the skin, bone, coming from where? We are eating liquid and or some vegetables or some whatever, they are becoming liquidified. And first transformation is blood. Blood is liquid. And from blood everything is coming. The muscle is coming, the bone is coming. The more the liquid portion becomes solidified by air, gas, then these things come in. The formation of this body beginning, the liquid semina, liquid ovum make together, the liquid. Then they form pea-like solid thing from the liquid, and then the body form. But from the solid body form, the man injects liquid. Does not inject anything solid. So what from the solid body comes? By chemical composition, the body forms from liquid to solid. So, as soon as you see some solid thing, you must know that it has come from liquid.
You got its form from liquid.
Huh?
The form.
Whatever it may be.
It had to come from liquid somehow.
Yes, liquid. The discharge of samadha is liquid. It is not solid. So how does body come? You cannot bluff that solid has come always. There was liquid. Or there is liquid.
Well, Dalai said that there was liquid.
Yes, there must have been vegetable. As soon as there is a liquid, there is vegetable.
Their argument is that because there's no atmosphere, then there's no vegetation.
Oh, that is another bogus thing. Atmosphere is the same everywhere. Say in the sun, planet, there is living entity, there is fire. So what do you mean by atmosphere? Even in fire there is life. Power goes fire. Doesn't burn the soul. So whether it's fire only, it develops fiery body. Not that by the fire it is finished. But there is gas here. I know this much. Akshit Dayana Dajjana.
Jason?
Bhagavad Gita, yes. You do not read, you should have reference immediately.
Even here on the earth, in the south pole of the earth, they find much life. Inside the ice,
there are light.
They're very surprised. They said, how is this happening?
Yes. Life is everywhere. This bogus theory, there is no life, the atmosphere is defined as bogus, simply bogus. God, spirit soul is never affected by any material atmosphere. That is the distinction between matter and spirit. It has nothing to do with material atmosphere. They don't have knowledge, they have nothing. Those who have no knowledge, they accept.
Nainam chindati shastrani, nainam dadhati pavaka, nachainam klaidayanti apo nasosya. Nasoshiyati Maruta. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
So where you put self, atmosphere, influence. Suppose there is rock and sand, and all that is hot weather, but that is a thing that cannot be any light. Your life is never affected by all these things. Make propaganda of this knowledge. People will understand that Krishna consciousness movement is not joking. It is something serious.
The scientists are like all materials. They think if we have not seen it,
yes, seeing from the book. Yeah. Seeing from the book is real seeing. Or what you can see with these blind eyes. I've seen in these navigators. They see the different plants and books and they director, chief, and I will plan accordingly. How does he? Where will he?
Just like they land an airplane.
Yes, they have got all plans and their direction and altitude, latitude, and everything, which direction is going on, and in front of the pilot, everything is there. In what position the plane is there, how high it is, and how low it is, where it is, everything. On that direction they can play. Otherwise, what can they can see with the eyes? Almost 10 miles, it is running at 600 miles. What 10 miles will do that? Shastra Chakusha, authoritative literature, should be the eyes. Not these blunt eyes. What is the value of these eyes? And here is the nine long as I keep up. You should go to the school, college, and from Bhagavad Gita, give them real knowledge. The whole world is in darkness, and these rascals are guiding them. You have tasted the bara, the bara.
This morning,
huh? Did you like it?
It tasted very healthy.
Huh?
It tasted healthy.
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 Yes. Healthy.
Healthy. It tasted like it was good for you.
That means it didn't taste very nice. But we accepted it was good.
I knew by my intelligence that it was good to keep eating, even though my tongue was saying stop.
No, this name is good. They say that if you eat at least 2 liters of neem daily, you'll never lose your appetite. Appetite will be continual.
Who can eat 2 liters of neem?
No, if you practice it, it's not impossible.
I eat
a
long time.
Huh?
Remember in Bombay, I thought I had worms. You told me to eat neem?
Yeah.
Everything.
Effective?
Well.
What happened?
I didn't notice anything after it happened.
Who?
But it was very, very bitter. So bitter.
So that was cured, I thought.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I have worms.
You should not eat meat, sweet. There is no vegetation, there is no sufficient. can be allowed.
I visited some of these small villages in the south of Iran, and the tents of nomads who kept sheep. That was their life. They had a tent, and they had hundreds of sheep, and they would move the tent every month. They would take the tent for 1 month, they would live here, and then the next month they would move.
Why are they tending?
Because they're desert people. The sheep eat all the little green, and then they have to move on.
Oh.
Same thing as the Bible. When the sheep eat up all the green in that place, then they have to go to another place with their sheep. In the Bible, the same thing. All that Abraham, Joseph.
Bible was produced here, this desert. Jerusalem is not far away. Mecca, Medina, Israel, Arabia.
And all they had to eat was the milk of the sheep and goats. And sometimes when they would camp near a farm, they would have vegetables. Sometimes. And then the meat of the sheep.
And this dates. In the desert, the dead tree. Sometimes they eat camel lunch. Is it not?
Yes. But I don't think if they...
They cannot be strictly vegetarian. It is not possible.
It is difficult.
But even they eat meat, they can chant Hare Krishna. There is no.
But now they are farming in the desert. The Iranian government has started farms. They're irrigating the land with water. And when they put water in the desert, they get all kinds of vegetables and grains very easily. So if they do that, then they can become vegetarian. They have no excuse. The excuse of the people is that we have to eat meat.
They can have rains from the sky by chanting. Rain will fall from the sky. Who can check it? Krishna gives the water from the sky.
They say in the books, that this area used to be all forest with many, many trees. But two or 3,000 years ago, it was very thick forest.
So?
But since then, it's become desert. The rain has stopped since then.
Because the jungle stopped.
The Sahara Desert used to be all trees, very fertile. Sahara Desert. In Africa, it's the biggest desert in the world. Nothing but
Sahara
Desert. It used to be very rich thousands of years ago, but then became desert.
It's supposed to increase its size by 10 miles every year.
Desert grows.
Formerly that city, Carthage, used to be there. Carthage was fighting Rome. Carthage was very rich, little farms.
Carthaginian civilization was very big civilization. The thing is that the more people become sinful, they will be disturbed by this natural atmosphere. Therefore, I am surprised that moon planet is inhabited by past inhabitants. Now there can be desert.
Does moon planet have something to do with Pitris? The Pitri loka is different.
Pitri?
Pitri?
No, Pitri loka is different. That is downwards.